assets, including Kalea Hospital, Kwinana Bulk Terminal. What else is in your sights?
Well, we've got, you're right, those two assets will work through a sale process on those. And it's my view, Nadia, there's a range of assets that currently sit on the government books that don't need to be there. We need the capital to pay down debt, but also in a modern economy like ours and like many others, those assets should be owned by the private sector and operated by the private sector. Now, we're not going to run out into engage in a fire sale. We've set up an orderly process in government. We have an asset sales task force. They've recently appointed some external consultants to help them. So over the next couple of months, they'll develop some assets, or they'll identify some assets that we could consider for sale, and there'll be further announcements around that as we head into the budget next year.
You're feeling fairly frank today, Treasurer. You are telling me things. What's on your mind? I mean, can you rule out things like, say, the TAB or Lottery West?
I think at this stage we're more looking at physical assets that government owns. So physical assets, you know, there's other pieces of port infrastructure around the state, maybe some of the wastewater treatment plants around the state. So they are the sorts of things that we'll be starting. It's also worthwhile noting government owns a heck of a lot of land, some of that land's valuable. Some of it doesn't really have a public use, and we need to also look at selling that to help free up money to pay down debt or pay for new infrastructure.
And just looking at the issue of health and